Hello and welcome back to RussianPod101.com. This is Lower Beginner Season 1, Lesson 11. What are you thinking about in Russia? I'm Yuri.
А я Елена. Привет. I'm Елена.
In this lesson, you learn about how to express your thoughts by using the prepositional case and how to form adjectives in the prepositional case.
The conversation takes place in a cafe.
The speakers are friends, so they'll be using informal Russian. Let's listen to the conversation. Лера, о чем ты сейчас думаешь?
Я думаю об отпуске. Я уже представляю, как я плаваю в море и загораю на пляже. А ты?
А я думаю о своей работе, о важном совещании. Нужно подготовиться. А моя помощница взяла отпуск.
Да, тяжело тебе, но ты справишься.
Let's hear the conversation one more time slowly. Лера, о чем ты сейчас думаешь?
Я думаю об отпуске. Я уже представляю, как я плаваю в море и загораю на пляже. А ты?
А я думаю о своей работе, о важном совещании. Нужно подготовиться. А моя помощница в отпуске.
Да, тяжело тебе, но ты справишься.
Now, let's hear it with the English translation. Лера, о чем ты сейчас думаешь? Лера, what are you thinking about now?
Я думаю об отпуске. Я уже представляю, как я плаваю в море и загораю на пляже. А ты?
I'm thinking about vacation. I'm imagining swimming in the sea and sunbathing on the beach. And you? А я думаю о своей работе, о важном совещании. Нужно подготовиться. А моя помощница взяла отпуск. I'm thinking about my job. About an important meeting. I need to prepare. And my assistant is on vacation.
Да, тяжело тебе, но ты справишься.
Yes, you really have hard times. But you'll manage it. Елена, where do Russians like to go on vacation?
Egypt, Turkey, and Thailand are popular. You can meet a lot of Russians in Pattaya, Sharm el-Sheikh, or Antalya. People take around 10 to 14 days of vacation to travel there.
Russians can afford that because they each get 28 vacation days per year. And that's especially long when compared to countries like Japan. Anyway, why are those countries so popular with Russians?
A big reason is the price. Turkey and Egypt are relatively cheap for Russians, and it only takes about 4 hours to fly there. Thailand is even cheaper, and there are a lot of cheap tours to Pattaya all throughout the year.
What about Crimea?
Ah, yes. Crimea, the Nazi popular seaside destination.
Crimea is famous for its wine too, because there are a lot of vineyards, so it's a good chance to see how it's made. So, make sure to check that out, listeners. Now let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is...
Отпуск.
Vacation.
Отпуск. Отпуск.
Next.
Представлять.
To imagine, to represent.
Представлять. Представлять.
Next.
Плавать.
Swim.
Плавать. Плавать.
Next.
Море.
Sea.
Море. Море.
Next.
Загорать.
To sunbathe.
Загорать. Загорать.
Next.
Работа.
Work. Job.
Работа. Работа.
Next.
Совещание.
Meeting.
Совещание. Совещание.
Next.
Подготовиться.
To prepare.
Подготовиться. Подготовиться.
Next.
Справиться.
To manage.
Справиться. Справиться.
And last.
Помощница.
Assistant.
Помощница. Помощница.
Let's take a closer look at some of the words and phrases from this lesson. First up is
представлять.
To imagine.
Like many Russian verbs, this verb has more than one meaning.
The first meaning, which you heard in our dialogue, is to imagine. For example,
он сидел и представлял сад и маленький уютный домик.
He was sitting and imagining a garden and a homely little house. If you turn to someone and use the word представлять, it means, can you imagine? For example,
ты представляешь, он не пришел на совещание.
Can you imagine? He didn't come to the meeting.
Представляешь, уже зима.
Can you imagine? It's winter already.
The next meaning of this verb is to represent something or somebody. For example, a country, company, or client.
Let's use it in an example.
Этот спортсмен представляет Россию на Олимпиаде.
This athlete represents Russia at the Olympics. What's the next word?
Работа, which can be translated as work or job.
The first meaning of this noun is a place where somebody works. It can be a company, bank, hospital, or indeed any place where a person works. It's often used in such expressions as
идти на работу,
go to work,
быть на работе,
to be at work.
Саша, а Ира дома? Саша, is Ира at home?
Нет, она на работе. No, she's at work. Similarly, it can mean occupation or business as a source of income. For example,
я сейчас ищу хорошую работу.
I'm searching now for a good job. Okay, now on to the grammar. In this lesson, you learn how to express your thoughts by using the prepositional case as well as how to form adjectives in the prepositional case.
In lesson 10, you saw that the prepositional case is used to express the location of something or somebody.
The prepositional case is also used when you want to express your thoughts or feelings or ask or tell about something or somebody.
It answers the questions о ком, about whom, and о чем, about what.
As a rule, the prepositional case is used with verbs such as
думать,
to think,
говорить,
to say,
знать,
to know,
читать,
to read, and many others. The prepositional case is used with the following prepositions: о, об, and оба. They can all be translated as about. The usage of these prepositions is really simple. We use о when the noun that follows begins with a consonant. For example,
читать о кризисе,
to read about a crisis. The preposition о should be pronounced as а.
We use об when the noun after begins with the vowels а, у, о, и, о, э.
Let's give some examples.
Думать об Анне.
To think about Anna. As you may have noticed, the preposition об is also pronounced as об. We use оба only in expressions such as обо мне, or about me, обо всем, or about everything, and обо всех, meaning about everyone. For example,
он много обо мне знает.
He knows a lot about me. In previous lessons, we learned nouns in the prepositional case. In this lesson, it's time for adjectives.
In English, adjectives don't require prepositional case.
But don't forget that adjectives in Russian should agree with nouns in gender, number, and case, which is why if a noun is used in a prepositional case, the adjective should also be used in the same case.
To put an adjective into the prepositional case, you need to add om, yem, oy, or yay endings to a stem, removing the ending of an adjective in the nominative case.
masculine and neuter adjectives will have the endings om and yem. For example,
новый, о новом.
New, about new. How about an example sentence?
Я думаю о новом доме.
I'm thinking about the new house. The words house and new were put into the prepositional case.
Feminine adjectives will end with ой and ей.
For example,
банк находится на центральной площади.
The bank is located in the central square. Remember to read the lesson notes to find out more about how to choose the right ending for adjectives. Attention perfectionists, you're about to learn how to perfect your pronunciation.
Lesson review audio tracks.
Increase fluency and vocabulary fast with these short, effective audio tracks.
Super simple to use. Listen to the Russian word or phrase.
Then repeat it out loud in a loud, clear voice.
You'll speak with confidence knowing that you're speaking Russian like the locals.
Go to RussianPod101.com and download the review audio tracks right on the lesson page today. Okay, that's it for this lesson. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time.
Спасибо вам большое и до скорой встречи.
Лера, о чем ты сейчас думаешь?
Я думаю об отпуске. Я уже представляю, как я плаваю в море и загораю на пляже. А ты?
А я думаю о своей работе, о важном совещании. Нужно подготовиться. А моя помощница взяла отпуск.
Да, тяжело тебе, но ты справишься.